بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, every year, on the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which is called the Day of Arba'in, so many people attend a kind of procession or walking towards the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, in the city of Karbala. Of course, this procession of one can be long and short, especially from Najaf to Karbala, for so many people from far places from Karbala. This walking on feet, you know, had so many hardships and afflictions for the people who are on this path towards Karbala. So now the main question is that, rationally speaking and according to the Islamic Sharia, is it allowed to tolerate and bear such hardships in order to take part in a walk toward the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we are talking about harming the body and whether it is prohibited in the religion of Islam or not, we need to distinguish between two kinds of harm. Sometimes it is a kind of what we call it considerable harm, meaning that it may cause to one's death or, I mean, serious injuries and diseases and so on and so forth. Yes, if we are talking about such damage, then it is prohibited. But sometimes we are talking about a kind of harm which is not unbearable, and it is not considerable. It may bring you some difficulty, but people are able to bear it and stand it. So if you want to call the Arba'in walk to belong to the first category, it is not true. I mean, you hardly find any person who may lose his life for, I mean, this walk. Yes, there might be some exceptions. There might be, accidents and so on and so forth. And it can be anywhere, even in the pilgrimage to Hajj.
Yes.
But if we are talking about the second category, it is true that Arba'in walk may bring people some hardships and difficulties.
Yes.
But this kind of difficulty is absolutely, permitted in the religion of Islam. Otherwise, any kind of work and activity will bring you some problems and difficulty.
Yes.
Even playing football or exercising and doing any job, whatever, will bring you some difficulties and problems. Does it mean that every job is prohibited? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one point. When it comes to the Arba'in walk, because there are some questions about why people walk from different cities,
yes,
toward the city of Karbala. We will talk maybe in another session independently about that. But especially for ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, there are a number of narrations which encourage people to walk. And this is something rooted in the lifestyle and the seerah and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So, beside going to Karbala, we have some narrations according to which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they have walked toward the Hajj, toward the city of Mecca, from Medina to Mecca. So sometimes people say that, okay, in the past, people were not able to use cars, airplanes, and so on and so forth. So that is why they used to walk. But nowadays, we have all these facilities, so there is no need for people to continue walking. But the point is that when we see the books of history, we see that no, this is not the case. The Imams of the Ahlul Bayt also were able to use camels, horses, and similar animals, and not to walk. But see that no, in practice, in some cases, they used to walk from Medina to Mecca, which
yes.
brought them many difficulty, many hardships. So it means that walking in and of itself, is meaningful
yes.
and is significant. That is why they also, not in all the cases, in some cases, they walked from, for example, Medina to Mecca.
And we know that Arab procession is held in remembrance of the action that Abdullah Ansari, isn't it?
Atiyah
and Ofi and?
According to some narration, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari,
that's right. And Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari did so. So four places from Mecca or Medina to Karbala.
Exactly.
Took place as
well. So especially for Ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, as I mentioned, there are some narrations about the significance of walking. I will tell you and the dear listeners some of the philosophies.
Yes.
But before that, in terms of the narrations, we have some narrations encouraging people to walk. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, addressing one of his companions, said, "The one who goes out of his or her house walking toward the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, for each and every step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, write for them a reward, and one of their sins would be forgiven. And when they reach the holy shrine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include him among the, or her, among the righteous people. And when they are going to come back to their homeland, a divine angel will tell him or her that the Holy Prophet is giving you salam and is greeting you.
That's right.
And is giving you the message that all your sins are forgiven. Kamal al-Ziyarat, 1 in 1, page 143.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And we have similar narrations in which walking toward the Holy Shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala is encouraged. And as I mentioned, we have the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam regarding Hajj.
And the more you tolerate these hardships, the more rewards you will gather. Because some people used to, for example, fly to Najaf and, with the airplanes and, for example, go some places, I don't know, some distances with the car or something, some kilometers to Karbala, they will get off the train or the bus and then walk towards Karbala. Does it have any reward, sawab too?
There is a principle based on a narration which reads, "Afdalul a'mal ahmazuha." The most virtuous of actions is the most difficult ones.
Okay.
Of course, it is in need of an explanation. So imagine for doing an act of worship, be it obligatory or recommended, there are two ways. One of them is easy, the other is difficult. So the difficult one has more rewards, but provided that choosing the difficult ones is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
For example, imagine that there are two roads to go to a mosque. One of them is easy and the second one is difficult. Does it mean that you need to go to the difficult path? No, of course not. I mean, it's because in that case, it's not meaningful.
Yes.
But if choosing the difficult one is bring you more understanding of religion, more knowledge, and so on and so forth, then in that case, the more difficult action will bring you more reward. So when we are talking about Arba'in Walk, for example, in this case, based on the narrations, this walk is meaningful. So those people who suffer more walking, for sure they will have more reward. But why we are calling that a meaningful difficulty, a meaningful hardship? I think that all the people who have attended these Arba'in Walk even once, they can witness that they have, I mean, they, we can call it a spiritual journey. Again, I repeat, for many people, it will bring them a kind of hardship. But at the end of the day, it is not an unbearable difficulty. Yes. It's not a serious damage to one's body. But at the end of the day, you are going through a spiritual journey. I mean, you see millions of people walking and all those mawakib and, I mean, some cases, lectures, lamentations. And more important than that, maybe, a 2, 3, 4 days being free from any kind of worldly involvement, just walking beside all those people who, all of them are among the righteous people. I mean, all of them are mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and you have time to think about so many issues. So you are able to, I mean, reach Karbala from Najaf in 1 hour by, I mean, using a car, for example. But when you are walking for 3 days, you have enough time to think about your past, about your present, about the future, your future. And at the end of the day, walking next to the people who are mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can bring you so many, I mean, spiritual messages.
That's right.
So that is the importance of this Arba'in Walk. It's, I mean, a spiritual journey. All the people who come back from this journey, they can, at least some of them, they can tell you how spiritual this journey was mm-hmm. compared to the people who just go by airplane or car from yes. Different countries to Iraq and from different cities mm-hmm. to Karbala. So my point is that this hardship is meaningful. It's a spiritual journey. And that is why people who are suffering, I mean, who are standing this difficulty, for sure they will have more reward compared to other people.
And we must know that this is not a carnival. This
of
is
course.
Not, yeah, this is not a,
exactly.
happy, a happy occasion, you know. Because some people might think that, okay, the food is distributed over there, the people are free to go, you know, everything is prepared for you, facilities are over there. This is not the main goal of Arba'in Walk. It is rather a spiritual walk.
And just one last point. I believe that for those true lovers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, imagine a person reaches Karbala from Najaf in 1 hour and see the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and another person for 3-4 days, column by column, because there are, I mean, a number of columns, amud, more than 1,400.
Yes.
And minute but by minute, hour by hour, you are waiting for reaching the holy shrine and see Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, I mean, his shrine. So, I mean, in terms of eagerness, those people who walk from Najaf to Karbala or other cities to Karbala, I believe that they have a kind of more eagerness
That's right.
to reach the city of Karbala and visit the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Thank you much, Sheikh. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الرحمن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن